The words Shriyo Matram indicate that beautiful Rukmini is a direct expansion of the eternal goddess of fortune. Therefore, she is worthy to be the bride of the personality of Godhead. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 67, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha. In the spiritual world, all the female lovers are goddesses of fortune, and the male lover is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Srila Jiva Goswami explains, Srimati Rukmini Devi is a plenary portion of Srimati Radharani. The Kartika Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana states, Kaishori Gopa Kanyasta Yovane Raja Karnakaha. In childhood, Sri Krishna enjoyed with the daughters of cowherd men, and in adolescence, he enjoyed with the daughters of kings. Similarly, in the Skanda Purana, we find this statement, Rukmani Dwaravatyamtu Radha Vrindavane Vane. Rukmini is in Dwaraka, what Radha is in the forest of Vrindavan. The term Svayam Hare here means by one's own choice. Although the word often refers to a formal Vedic ceremony in which an aristocratic girl may select her own husband, here it indicates the informal and indeed unprecedented events surrounding Krishna's marriage to Rukmini. In fact, Sri Krishna and Srimati Rukmini chose each other because of their eternal transcendental love. Om Jnana Tidratasya Jnana Jarasharakaya Chakshukur Nekatam Nekatasvai Shri Kuravedana Shri Charitanya Manoviksham Sthapitam Yena Bhutade Shri Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadanakam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhavatavadam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagadakunatam Vidantam Sajivam Sādhvaitam Sāvadhūtam Arjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Rādhā Krishna Pādhān Sahagana Vidhā Shri Vishākhān Vidhāmscha Namo Krishna Pādhāya Krishna Vishāya Bhūtale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nāme Namaste Sāvasvate Deve Kauravāni Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavādi Pāshchātya Deshadhārine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindhubhyadevacha Adhinana pavanebhyo krishnanebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Guru Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. Rukmini Devi is the queen for the consort of Lord Krishna. Who can be the queen of Lord Krishna, or the wife, or the consort of the Supreme Lord? It cannot be an ordinary person. It has to be someone very, very special. So Rukmini Devi is considered, as per this verse, Shriyo Matram. Shriya, Shri refers to Lakshmi Devi. Matram refers to a plenary expansion. So Rukmini Devi is a plenary expansion of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. She is not an ordinary devotee. She is not even an extraordinary devotee. She is directly the expansion of Lakshmi Devi from the spiritual world. Now, as is indicated in the last part of the Bhagavad, Sri Krishna and Srimati Rukmini chose each other because of their eternal transcendental love. So this statement indicates that Krishna and Rukmini are are eternally residing in the spiritual world together. The Supreme Lord originally is Sri Krishna of Vrindavan. Govinda Madhava Purusham Amaham Bhajami. So which Govinda is being spoken about? The Govinda who is known as Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan. He is the origin of all the other forms of Godhead, of all the Vishnu Tattvas. So Krishna expands himself in the form of Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan. And further on, Krishna's expansion, Balaram expands himself into Sankarshan, then Pratyumna, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, and the expansions go on and on and on. How many such expansions in Krishna exist? Unlimited. And all of these are the category of God. Full personality of Godhead. So Krishna expands himself into so many forms of himself. But they all differ in appearance from him. Sometimes, for special pastimes in Vrindavan, he may expand himself to look exactly like himself as he did during the Rasa Leela. So that was the original form of Krishna of Vrindavan, expanding himself. Similarly, when Krishna was in Dwarka, the form of Krishna that is in Dwarka is of course the same as the Krishna of Vrindavan, because it's the same Krishna. But nevertheless, that Krishna living in Dwarka has expanded from Krishna of Vrindavan and is now relishing a different kind of mode or mellow. The level of sweetness that is there and intimacy that exists in Vrindavan does not exist anywhere else. So in other places like Mathura, Dwarka, Vaikuntha, in increasing degrees, there is more and more of Aishwarya, opulence, that comes into the sweet dealings of Krishna with his intimate devotees. So in Dwarka also undoubtedly there is sweetness, but that sweetness, that intimacy is mixed with some degree of the awareness of the majesty and the opulence and the greatness and the godhood of Krishna. There is some distance that comes because of that. In Vrindavan there is no distance. So much so that the gopis will rebuke Krishna like anything. They will taunt him, they will make fun of him. The gopas also will tease him, they will steal his tiffin box, they will climb on his shoulders. But in other places, this kind of intimacy is generally not found. So even though Dwarkadhish Krishna is the same as Vrindavan Krishna, but it's still different also. It's just like the same person in the house when he goes to the office. He's the same person, but he's in a slightly different mood. Similarly, with Krishna in Vrindavan and Krishna in Dwarka. And similarly with all the other expansions of Krishna in the Vaikuntha planets. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and each of them is one presiding deity of Lord Narayana, who has four arms. It is only in Goloka Vrindavan that Krishna has two arms. Otherwise, everywhere else in the Vaikuntha planets like Narayana, he has four arms. So just as all the forms of Krishna, all the forms, the expansions of Krishna ultimately come from Krishna of Vrindavan, and Krishna also has his eternal consort in Goloka Vrindavan, who is Srimati Radharani. She is his internal energy, Radhini Shakti, the potency of bliss. And she is eternally living with Krishna in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan. So just as Krishna expands himself into all the Vishnu Tattvas, so also Srimati Radharani, who is the original consort of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, expands herself to form all the other consorts of all these other expansions of Godhead. So So therefore, all the Narayana forms in Vaikuntha, who is their consort? Lakshmi Devi. So these Lakshmi Devis are ultimately the expansions of Radharani. The gopis, the chief gopis in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, are also the expansions of Radharani, eventually. And also in the queens of Krishna in Dwarka are also considered the expansions of Srimati Radharani, eventually. All the goddesses of fortune, all the queens of Dwarka ultimately come from Srimati Radharani. So all the forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have their consorts. And these pairs are eternally existing in the spiritual world. And when the Lord descends here, He comes with His consort also. So even though they are eternally existing there, for the sake of performing pastimes here, it appears that they are gone in different places. And then they happen to meet by some arrangement. And then there is some marriage ceremony. And sometimes the Lord may have to even enter some competition to win the hand of His eternal consort in these earthly pastimes. As Lord Ramachandra had to do for Sita, he had to lift the bow of Lord Shiva's string and then he broke it. And in this way he won the hand of Sita Devi in marriage. But Sita and Lord Ram are eternally living in Ayodhya in the spiritual world. But when they appear here, they appear to be born separately and at some point in time they meet. Similarly with Radha and Krishna, even though they are eternally together in Goloka Vrindavan, similarly when they appear on the earth in their Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna appears in Gokul and then is taken to Mathura and then is taken to Gokul. Radha Rani appears in Ravala and then is taken to Varsana. And then Krishna and Radha Rani meet. So all these mysterious leelas are taking place to enhance the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. Also in the case of Tirupati Balaji, you know that how the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, descends where Lord Srinivas goes to perform austerities. She also descends elsewhere and does austerities, and then eventually they meet. So the same way with Krishna and Rukmini Devi also. Rukmini Devi does not come into Krishna's lila till Krishna comes into Dwarka. Because till then, Krishna is having his Vraja Lila, where his companions are the gopis of Vraja. So that bhava is slightly different. In Mathura, Krishna is more like a student. So he goes to Avanti, to the Gurukul. He learns from Sankirtan Muni, etc. Then when he comes to Dwarka, now he has grown up a little bit. So now it is time for him to get married, to settle down as a Grihastha. So these pastimes